2022 in the year of 2022, I'll tell you. I just was looking here at in the Bible about the birth of Jesus, and I was looking, and as the baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem in the manger, all right, then the angel of the Lord appears to Joseph and tells him, hey, you've got to take this child and go to Egypt. So in the day of the Lord Jesus' birth, the secret police, the FBI of the day of Herod, Herod's FBI was looking for Jesus to come and get him and kill him, all right? So they had to go to a whole other country, you see. Now, when you hear all this FBI, Ray Ray with the smoothie hair and all that, and his hut, hut, hut boys underneath him and all those kind of people, when you hear them tell him that they were just doing natural things, no, they're not doing natural things. And in the time of the Lord Jesus' birth, you would have been chasing after him on behalf of Herod, on behalf of Herod as secret police to kill Jesus. And that is the way I feel about these suckers now, all right? 80 of them working for Twitter. Now we got the CIA all over in there. Well, they should be under Meta. And Zuckerberg, Dukelberg, whatever Dukelberg's thing is called now, Meta or Facebook or whatever it's called, because allegedly they're the ones that financed him in the first place. So they own it. Ladies and gentlemen, this country, put a fork in it, it's done. And so what I'm going to tell you is this. You need to prepare yourselves for when you got to go to Egypt to run away from Herod's secret police, or when you got to stand, if you can, and stand against them when they come for you. All right? I wanted to do a nice show tonight, but the more I think about it, the more I look at it, and it's just ridiculous. Now, one of the things, you know, and I'm just, you know, I'm going to tell you, it's just one thing after the other on a night like this. And I was really kind of peaceful for a while because I've been by the fireside in the afternoon because it's been cold here. Last night, it was about 32 degrees, and then it went down by early a.m. this morning. It was like minus 2. Now it's minus 6 and 24 below chill factor. We got about 3 to 4 inches of snow, it looks like, out in the front yard. I went out, and I'm going to tell you, all the bad things happen when you go out. I try to, the truck started buying, and then the windshield wiper broke up and came apart. And I had to put it back together. So I tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, when the cold comes and gets this cold, all the bad stuff happens. You better get your logs on the fire, extra logs for the fire. And if you're in the way of this front coming at you, like, I would say maybe like Cincinnati or parts of Ohio, Indiana. It's coming through like into Chicago. It hit last night, started coming in on us here about midnight. And then all day long, it's been cold as just can't believe. And I remember, though, they're talking about, oh, this is a storm of the generation and blah, 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 and all that, you know. Well, I can remember a whole lot of them during my life, you know. I remember 57 and 63 and different times, 77, which was a widespread one. And that was done by the Russian woodpecker. The 1977 storm was done by the Russian woodpecker, which took a column of energy, RF energy, and it sounded like a woodpecker. You know, it was like a woodpecker pecking on the tree or on your shingle outside your bedroom window when you're trying to get some sleep in the morning. But anyway, this thing is was the woodpecker, and it was raising a column of radio frequency energy up into the upper atmosphere, and then being able to steer the jet stream. Well, they've been able to steer the jet stream now pretty good without even doing the woodpecker, but they do other stuff. If you haven't seen it, you're seeing on satellites that the Russians are greatly expanding their Arctic base. If you're to look at Nimitz and look at the whole thing, they've got the entire Arctic Circle covered with their extra special little energy radars and stuff. It's on the Mimic. It appears as a whitish gray over the whole Arctic Circle. And then you see tendrils coming up from the Antarctic, steering these different things and steering the different currents to cause this snowpocalypse bomb or whatever they're calling it now. It's weather warfare. It's weather warfare. And I'm going to tell you, Zelensky was here yesterday. And they're going to give him more. There's people in this country starving to death and on Medicaid and stuff. That are their Medicaid's being taken away, so they're not going to have any health care. And meanwhile, they're giving all this money to Zelensky, and he's got millions of dollars worth of mansion in Miami, allegedly. All right. Then they got Swiss chateaus in Switzerland and all these things. And Mitch McConnell, old mushmouth.
Hey, Mushmouth, won't you say that? Mushmouth said, well, this is a big thing. All the Republicans want to make sure that they give all the money they can to the Ukraine to defeat Russia.
Well, suppose Putin launches nuclear missiles on Kentucky. What do you think, Mitch? What do you think, Mushmouth? Maybe Gordon Oil won't fly around in the jet anymore. You know, I don't know. But let me talk to you about something here. And it's kind of interesting. And let's just look at the Dow. 33, 027, 49. So 3 and 3 is 6. Okay. 02 and 7 is 9. Okay. 9 is an upside down 6. All right. But 69. And then 49 is 13. Well, that's the 13th number, you see. That's their old Monday, Thursday number and all of that. Well, let's go down to the Dow again. It dropped 348.99. Well, 3 and 4 is 7 and 8. That's 15. And 1 and 5 is 6. Then you got 0.99. Well, that's 18 or 3 sixes. And then you got that was up minus 1.05%. Well, 1 and 5 is 6. So you got 6 on the Dow. Do you know who the author of that is? I suggest you might know who the author of that is. And I suggest that you ought to look at and see where there's been some interesting discussion about the gold possibly going next year up to $4,000. $2,500 to $4,000 on gold, okay? And that's the guy, let's see what's his name, Jörg Kainer. Jörg Kainer, who was an investment analyst on gold and that for the coming year. And it's going to be because of the inflation and the recession, okay? So you're going to have a deep stagflation probably, all right? And then over on CNBC, you got all these people. One of the people said, well, we need to get much more unemployment. And, oh, boy, that'll be fine. Well, you see, the problem is the reason we don't have unemployment as much is two reasons. Number one, they don't figure it the way they used to figure it back during Carter's era, when that was when they figured unemployment correctly or inflation correctly, and they don't figure that correctly anymore either. So the fact is you've got a situation where this thing is going to go possibly goofball next year. It's already starting. The only thing it might be saving, in a sense, ladies and gentlemen, might be saving the unemployment number is the fact that a large number of people are dying due to the COVID, allegedly the COVID vaccines, right? From the myocarditis and the blood clots and all the stuff that the Pfizer and the different ones provide you, the lucky, wonderful world of vaccines and boosters, you see, which don't keep it from getting the COVID. And which seem now to be giving much more higher percentage of deaths of all ages from the vaccine rather than the COVID itself. All I can tell you is this, is that when I got mine, I took ivermectin, and it was gone in about 2 days, okay? I took two different things of ivermectin, okay? And I took the horse paste by body weight. I figured out my body weight, and whatever the next one up closest to it was, I squirted that in my hand, I licked that up, and I drank a big tall glass of water. And I did that one day, and then I did it a second day in a row, and then bingo, nothing, all right? So I'm just going to say this. Also, I've had been doing research on that, and then somebody who had actual, well, let's just say somebody who had a prostate cancer, they said that they were looking into this and different things, and they had found that possibility in their research, and they cited different studies, okay, that they found by going to search engines and looking at ivermectin as a possible helping of a possibility of helping cancers of some certain types. And they found a number of different articles, all done in foreign countries by Japan and different places where they were done correctly. And they said that allegedly that ivermectin helps in some instances for some different types of cancers in terms of improving your ability to fend them off or to fight them or whatever. The one person that I know about who had something went back after taking it, and they're still taking it, but went back, and they have nothing now. And the doctor said, well, what have you been doing? And the guy said to his doctor, well, you know, I read up on these studies, and he cited this one, that one, and the other one, and that ivermectin allegedly might help cancers. And he then told the doctor said, well, yeah, I've heard about that, but I'm still not going to prescribe it for you. Okay? So that should tell you something about the America you live in, okay? You got a secret police, FBI, who is throwing elections on behalf of other people, on leftists, communists, Luciferian, left-wing scumbags. And that is the truth of the matter. Yeah, there's some good people in there, but you better get on out of there, because I'm going to tell you what. You're going to be tainted for life. You get that on your resume that you work for FBI. Hey, man, you ain't even going to be able to work for a roofing company, you know, or a grocery store, all right? So fact is, you ought to go get a job driving trucks or doing something else or go into another corporate world besides Twitter and besides Facebook and all the big Silicon Valley things to try to take over the United States. And then you spend all of your time surveilling the American people rather than surveilling the Russians and the Russian Spetsnaz that President Obama allegedly hired during his term and sent to Fort Carson, Colorado for training. Right? And I remember the base public relations of Wendy O. Snyder said, oh, we're going to take them to go see the baseball, the American pastime at the Denver, Major League Baseball stadium and show them how the game is played over here. Wendy L. Snyder. And then they're training to kill you. And they're training. They're still here. And they're paying them through black budget traps. Now, let me tell you something else. From old Captain K, all right? We had a SEAL team. One commander found dead in his house. The article only states that they don't believe there's any foul play involved, okay? But the sheriff is investigating it. Well, I've heard from out Imperial Beach-wise, you know, that, yeah, the sheriff is investigating that. And one, I don't know what happened because they do not say what the actual cause was. It's a possibility that it could have been from the vaccines, some myocarditis or a blood clot or something like that. Or it could very well have been that perhaps, allegedly, maybe, are you hearing me here now? Have I got enough allegedly's, maybe's, and perhaps's in where nobody can say, Hawk guarantees that this is what it was? No, I don't guarantee it, but I'm looking at it. And I got some more things for you to look at tonight, too. But the thing is, do you not think that there are U.S. Navy SEALs or other special forces in Ukraine operating in the background on behalf and doing stuff? Or do you think that maybe some of these things that take place inside of Russia when they're an oil refinery blows, or this thing happens over here, or kaboom, 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 you know what I'm saying? Do you not think that quite possibly when somebody goes after generals of the Russian army and that kind of stuff, and commanders of Russia's army, and I ain't no fan of Russia. So don't get me wrong there, you jerks, if you're out there. Some people say, well, that hawk, he's for the Russians. Bull crap. I ain't for them at all. I don't like them, all right? Last one I came in contact with, I had to tried to grab me by the throat, and I had to block him and pop him once, all right, for touching my wife, all right, at 2 o'clock in the morning one time in a bar, all right? And then my good buddy, who was a tough Hispanic bartender, come up over the counter with a small Louisville Slugger with the lead tape wrapped around it and did a little tap, you know? So I don't like Russians. So don't get me wrong. But what I'm trying to say is I don't like us, the United States, having to pay billions and billions and billions of dollars destroying our military's capability. And just so you know, we're giving them Patriot missile batteries. We don't have them except around D.C. and a few areas. The United States has got no missile defense. Oh, they like to think they might, but they really don't. We don't have Patriots around all the different ports and all the different things. We do not have that. The United States needed to do an anti-missile defense system when the Russians had one, but all the U.S. couldn't have one because it was a treaty. Pop, pop, pop. Well, let me tell you something. The same people, author of the Dow, they're authoring the other stuff too. Now, let me go here to something interesting. Now, in Warsaw, a couple days ago, Warsaw, Wisconsin, you can look at these things that show parts per million on radiation, parts per million on Geiger counters. It's like GeigerCounter.com or whatever the name of the thing is. I've looked at different ones of these for years. I've brought you other theories and information about certain ones. And we used to, around Chicago out in the country and Wisconsin, there used to be a farm out there that always was showing up as a high counts per million, okay? But anyway, that's back then. This is now. Now, let's go to the anomalies of Ohio, Southwest Ohio, the anomalies, okay? Well, over the weekend, whether Friday night or into Saturday or whenever it was, there's a little county over there, Butler, right? Richard Jones, the sheriff and all of that, but the fact is in Westchester area, there was a fire. And that fire became what somebody in a fire, former fireman's role, said might have been almost like an 8-alarm fire. But it was a house fire. But the problem is nobody in the house called the fire in. People in the neighborhood and down the street called it all in. Well, that's interesting in and of itself, but not all that interesting. But here's the problem, and here's the deal. As that thing progressed, somebody said they had to call all the fire chiefs really quick. And then the fire chiefs wanted to get the state fire marshals involved right off the bat when all of their people have the capability to determine what started the fire and all of that. But they go in and they get a guy out and all that and take him to the hospital, all right? But that isn't the problem. They're in there and they're seeing this stuff they're calling, and it all kind of turned wookie-wookie on the heard in the clear, radio transmissions of fire and police over in that area of Ohio, okay, by many different people that they heard in the clear that the fire chief or the deputy fire chief on the scene said, hey, we're going to take the quote-unquote debris, and put it over in a lot, an empty lot next door over here. And he said, but I need for you to call in different people, dispatch different units. And I need for you to call for a special engine number that has to do with, quote-unquote, hazardous material, radioactive material, biochem type material, C-burn type stuff is what the engine deals with. So then then the guy says, and I also need you to call X, Y, and Z other units. And they called him in. This was in Butler, but they called him in from Warren. They called him in from Hamilton, all over the place, many different municipalities in the three counties. So then the chief says, well, the dispatcher said, well, why? Just call all these people. There, you got enough people out there. What's the problem? He said, the first people that go in to remove the debris, I can no longer. Listen, are you listening? Put down the glass. Put down all whatever you're doing. The chief says, I can only allow the first people that take the debris out and put it into the empty lot next door, or across the road, or wherever it was. He said, I can only allow them to do it one time. I can't send them back through. So I have to have somebody else go through. Well, what would it be, ladies and gentlemen, that you could not go and come back through and remove debris and then come back? You couldn't get any more debris because he didn't want you to go through there more than one time. And that's even with your Scott breather masks and all your protective equipment and all your whole bag. Well, with the DLS, and then my analysis, my opinion, allegedly opinion, is that there was some kind of radioactive material, some kind of radiation causing substance in the fire, that this fire went, it was going through the roof, lickety split and everything. It was too quick. It had to been set on purpose and whatever. We don't know whether it was set by the guy that died allegedly in the fire or by somebody else. But the fact is that the chief said his guys, he had to get more people because he could not allow the first people that took debris to the lot to go back in to get more debris. Well, there's a lot of smoke, huh? Well, there's always a lot of smoke in a fire. And fire and smoke are, you know, indicative, and they're dangerous. But this is something else, and I guarantee you, I don't guarantee you. In my opinion, it has to be like radioactive material of some sort. Well, you can speculate all you want on what it might be, okay? Now, that's kind of interesting, isn't it? So then they called in, and they're talking now. They call these state fire marshals and all that. And then they talk about something that we hadn't really heard about too much called Marshal 70, calling in the state people under Marshal 70 protocol. Okay? Now, the only thing I could think about was, something that might deal with, like, riots or evacuations or some kind of a public problem where you'd have to evacuate people, or there was all kind of trouble, because that was after the 68 Martin Luther King riots and the different things after his assassination. And then that would have been worked on in 69, and then it would have taken place in 70. Is it Marshall, M-A-R-T-I-A-L 70, or is it M-A-R as in fire marshal, M-A-R-S-H-A-L-L 70? Either way, we did understand from deep background sources a little bit and trying to look certain things up that it had to do with evacuations. Now, that would be in and of itself, and then, oh, by the way, the local radio TV station that handles all of the emergency communications for the federal government, you know, and the state government, the one where they say, in the event of an emergency, you'll be instructed to turn your television or your radio to a certain channel or frequency and to listen for the instructions, the official instructions. Well, they had the one unit of the media that is in charge of that at the scene under the supervision of the chiefs. They would not allow any other media even close to the scene, and they blocked up all the roads, and the police and everybody, and even the cops who went there and got to the scene quickly and first and may have gone in and around the house. They allegedly have been told that they need to see their chief about the possibility of them being alerted to something that they may have to know about. Are they going to have to go and get tested for radiation or some other thing? I don't know. but it seemed like it might fit. But this Marshall 70 bid, I think it has to do with evacuations. Now, you come forward a few days, you know, so like, well, a couple days ago, you had a situation where there was a wreck on I-75, north of Cincinnati there, all right? It was on I-75, and it was kind of a weird communications from the police and different things, and they blocked off both sides of the road way back and left the blockade up there a long time. And they said, then you could hear the OSP, the Ohio State Police, saying, well, can't we get these things off the road and send somebody up here so we can get this traffic moving? People got to get to work. It was yesterday, you know, morning, a.m. or whatever. People got to get to work, you know, and do their Christmas shopping, and people are busy, and, you know, this time of year particularly. And there was incidentally, no bad weather there yesterday, and the weather's just now coming into that area tonight, as you know, this evening here. The bombpocalypse, okay, the snow bomb, up, you know. But the fact is, there was nothing there yesterday. Now, eventually, in talking about it and the complaints of the Ohio State Police, which are all heard in the clear, okay, on radios, the fact is, they kept saying, well, what's going on here? What's the deal? And somebody finally came, a commander or something of their area or whatever, said, well, we have to wait for the special truck from Montgomery County. Well, Montgomery County, you know, has a special truck. Well, Wright Patterson, the Pity Pat, is where Air Force Base is, who's got the special truck. So they had to wait, apparently, for it to come down and to clear the roads. Well, what is on the road that they had to clear? And why did they tie those roads up? Well, then that's interesting. They tied up I-75 for quite a long time. I mean, backed it up so bad you couldn't believe it. And then people were on using 71 yesterday. And then all of a sudden you start hearing that they had shut down 71 on both sides of the thing and were exiting people off into some small town and that kind of stuff. Were they looking for something? Were they sending everybody through a screening kind of an area where maybe there's some other trucks or buildings or whatever that had detection equipment in them that scan trucks or scan cars to see if there's anything in the car? Was that the reason? Because the truckers, the long-term truckers were saying, what is with Southwest Ohio? Why all these anomalies? Why all these problems? Where there's an accident every day on every interstate or every major expressway in a city where they got to clean something off and it's no big deal. In 10, 15 minutes, you clean it off or you reroute it down to one lane and you make the traffic move. No. They had to wait for something from allegedly Wright Patterson Air Force Base to clean the road on 75, 71. Well, it was an accident. Well, that's kind of interesting, you know. What the heck is the deal with that, you know? Well, then they said, well, it's all blocked off. We got it blocked up both ways, bop, you know. Well, now that's interesting because nobody could get home and people are trying to beat the storm, these long-term, long over-the-road truckers. And then again this morning, now it was 275. I-275, the bypass that goes into Kentucky, I-275 was blocked off this morning on each side of the road. Guess what? Because apparently, allegedly, there was a brush fire on one side of the road, and secondly, on the other side, there was a brush fire on the other side of the road. Oh, brush fires. Brush fires, yes. And still no bad weather. Still no bad weather, nothing like that. So they closed off 275. So that's all the major roads around Cincinnati and that area closed off in a weird, oddball, anomalous situation after the fire and stuff on a Friday night. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell you all the other law enforcement, all the other really true peace officers out there in all the different locales, and there's a lot of them that listen to the show. Texas, Illinois, Michigan, Missouri, Kansas, all different kind of places, okay? Oklahoma, all right? Ohio, all different kind of places. Listen up. You better start to pay attention because there could be saboteurs in the work under the cover of all this snowstorms and all this crap. And out ahead of it, there could be somebody that's getting ready to place stuff in your key positions in your area. Railroad facility, key bridge over water, or a key bridge that connects over, a mountain, an ammonia, and chemical plant, or refineries, oil refineries. Because you see, the Russians have been getting this stuff hit their oil refineries. Now, remember back a few years ago when the red Chinese allegedly were hitting our chemical plants and oil refineries in Houston area, in the Houston Ship Channel. Remember all of that? And then next thing you knew after that, there was a refinery that would blow up over in China, or a chemical plant over there that would go. This is what is called asymmetrical warfare or clandestine warfare. It's covert, using spooks. Well, meanwhile, all the U.S. spooks are working for Twitter, are working for Meta, are working for who knows who in the Silicon Valley, trying to spy on you when they need to be spying upon the Russians and the Red Chinese and the Iranians. So the anomaly is the Southwest Ohio. And normally, if you put a couple of these together, one or two, you wouldn't get anything. But when you start to see this pattern, I'm going to tell you what. When you start to see the patterns and repeats and all that kind of stuff, then, it's not coincidence, okay? It ain't coincidence. It's stuff going on. Stuff going on. Now, I don't know, ladies and gentlemen, about you, but I'm telling you that what's going on in this country is starting to get a little bit tiresome. And I'll tell you, you need to prepare for yourself and your family, all right, with water purification equipment like Berkey, water purification, and storage containers and transport containers. Your smaller ones are better than the bigger ones. If you got some bigger ones, that's good, but use the smaller ones too. All right? Going back to, I believe his name was Lieutenant Commander Martinez of SEAL Team 1. And I pray for his family, okay, and for his team, for the team, and all of the things, because I'll tell you, this stuff is not natural, it's not normal, and there is tit for tat going on. So you'd better be able to watch your own six, your family, and all of the stuff. And with all of the crime, I can't tell you how many times. I told you the other night that my sister-in-law got robbed at gunpoint. Well, they caught that guy, but now in the same dadgum high-end shopping center, all right. It's outdoor centers, it's a strip, but it's high-end stuff, Not a mall, but, one store after the other, and some big stores, anchor stores in there. But in a high-end locale, not where I live, but, away from me a few miles, at, where they are in the hoity-toities, the high-end stuff. And then I just found out yesterday that in that same place, two women at a spot where they go to get their hair done, they come out from getting their hair done, and they get robbed. One day and one the next day, okay, in the same shopping mall. Well, why don't they have cops? Why don't they hire some off-duty policemen? Or why don't they put some private security in there, And really look at it and put a few cameras out and watch the thing instead of joking around and watching ball games and trying to debate whether you're going to get a roast beef or a ham sandwich for lunch. Well, I'm going to tell you, with respect to that, if you're able to carry, or even if you just would rather to be judged by 12 and carried by 6? If you have the concealed carry ability to conceal carry or to open carry, I suggest you do so. Or at least have one in the dadgum car, you know, just in case when you get in, lock the door quick, fire it up, and then get your hand on the gat. You know what I mean? Because if they come to the window and tap on the window and pull it and just let go because you was a parent for your life. This country is going down the tubes. I'm going to tell you, you're going to see tax bills and stuff, and, you know, they're going to... I heard that Biden is going to have 166,000 IRS agents next year, unless they stop it. 166,000 on the border. On the border, there's only 12,000 Border Patrol agents. Thank God that the Texas governor has sent the National Guard down there, although they're going to have to miss their Christmas to do what the federal allies are supposed to be doing. And they had it stopped, and then the wall, that steel's rotten in there. They could have finished that wall by now. It was already paid for. Instead, they're going after Trump. They're going after everybody. You know, anybody who is a Christian, anybody who is a conservative, anybody who is for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution. And who's doing that? Well, the secret police are doing it. The United States secret police. You don't trust any of them and do not cooperate with them. You just call for your attorney. If they start beating on you, you call for your attorney harder. And if they kill you and you're with the Lord Jesus and they send you to your death, then you'll be with Lord Jesus in heaven for the rest of your life. And if you know that, you trust in that, and you believe in the Lord Jesus, if you haven't done so, repent of your sins, ask Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Because when you're with the Lord Jesus and he knows you're with him and you're sincere and you know that he's going to help you and he's going to start to wash you clean and protect you against all evil. But what he really is going to do, if you believe on him, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven if you're to pass. Okay? And that's the best deal in town. That is the real deal. That's the thing. I'm with the true CIC, Lord Jesus, and our Father in heaven. And that's what I'm all about. That's what I'm trying to do and to be obedient to as best I can. Now, I'd rather sing Jingle Bells and all that and have a nice evening here tonight, which I intended to do. All right? But I'm going to tell you what, when I started thinking about it, it was a cold winter's night. The west so deep, there was no room at the end because, you see, the roads were in blizzards. I mean, I'm just trying to compare it to where we got in some of the conditions we got going on now in the United States. And when you try to get up the road, then there's no room at the end. So you better go to find you a manger, all right? And hope they got fresh straw and that it's kind of warm in there a little bit. But the SEAL Team Commander, I pray that they find out who, if there is anybody involved, I pray that they find them and that they do them, all right, and get rid of them quick. There are red Chinese agents and Russian agents and Russian Spetsnaz inside the United States to beat the band. There are Iranians. There are other Muslim groups. Still some of the Al-Qaeda, the ISIS types, okay? All these different people. And then if that don't help you, then the red Chinese allegedly own, through $1.5 billion, $4 or $5 billion given to Hunter or the big guy, they probably own their butt, all right? And then even if they don't, the affiliation of these people running this government right now is left-wing, Luciferian scumbags. And they are not about the Lord. They're not about the Constitution or the Bill of Rights. They're not about helping you in the middle class. They're not about making sure that babies have formula or that there are medicines for young babies and children. They make sure that there aren't any. So listen up. This is a tougher message than what I wanted to bring. But it's the real message, and I'm going to tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And if he tells you, take your family here for sanctuary, then go and take them there. Or say, he might say, stay right where you're at. Get yourself prepared, a la Matthew 25. And stand your ground. But if he tells you to go to sanctuary, take him to sanctuary and say, Lord, where can I stand on your behalf? Where can I stand in the gap against the evil Lord Jesus? Do you want me to stand? I stand. And I'm going to tell you what. You stand when you got the power of the Lord Jesus behind you. You stand in there and you harry them. Those who come at you, you take it to them. Those who come at you, you go and you harry their supply lines. You flank them. You take them out. You move them back, you know. And it could be just you and two or three others against a lot. But when the Lord Jesus is on your side, he's on your side and not on theirs. Because their career dissipation lights are starting to flash every time they look in their rearview mirror. Every time they look in their mirror when they shave and they admire how handsome they are, a secret policeman, all right? Or spooks. Every time they do that, then there's going to be me-ma, a little bit in the background. Me-ma. And then you're going to see that little red light going, blink, blink, blink. The career dissipation light flashing in your brain. And that's going to be on there regardless of when you go and you say, well, that's all bull crap and heck with that guy. Oh, no. When you go to lunch, right before you go to lunch, you're looking at the menu, you're going to think about the career dissipation light and the East German siren. Me-ma. Because if you're going to be a secret policeman, then I'm going to tell you what, Solzhenitsyn porch waits you, you know. The people on Solzhenitsyn's porch are not going to stand for the crap anymore. They're going to be out there with pokers and hammers and axes and whatever else comes to hand. And they're not going to be worried about the bang-bang on the door because I'm going to tell you what, Alexander I. Solzhenitsyn talked about it. You need to read that. Solzhenitsyn's porch. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to get some gold, if gold's going to go to $2,500 to $4,000 per this guy, Kiner, Jürgen Kiner, who was on, I believe it was CNBC or one of the money channels, and talking about it and gold this year because 2023 going to go $2,500 to $4,000. Well, maybe you should get some when it's about $1,800, okay? And when silver is about, what, $2,324, okay? Maybe you should get some because silver's going to run too. Platinum will run, but gold, silver, and platinum, they'll run. And you'll have real money. Not the Bankman-Fried's FTX, or not the digital dollars that they want to put in on you now, where they're going to track everything you do. Oh, let me tell you, I would tell you also that you need to make sure that you have, according to like where there is no doctor and that kind of thing, the good nurse and her doctor husband. Well, they talk about using fish antibiotics. Well, you can always use them for your fish tank now, can't you? All right? But the prices are starting to go up. Fishmox, Fishflex. Fishmox, MOX, Fishflex. And you need to avail yourself of that because I'll tell you what. If Putin launches or if little Kim drops out of his satellites or if the Red Chinese pop a few, because I'm going to tell you, we don't have Patriot missile batteries all over the United States. And then during the middle of the snowstorm and the bomb apocalypse or whatever they're calling it, the cyclobomb or whatever, cyclone bomb or whatever, snow bomb or whatever they're calling it, right? In the middle of this, Putin decides, hey, you know, Russian Christmas is January 6th, Epiphany, right? Or that area. It's not on the 25th. And they already said, yeah, you know, have nice holidays if you can have them. And they also talked about the fact that there was going to be, the United Kingdom would not be around anymore. And that the U.S. would be there, but there would be a giant naval strait, S-T-R-A-I-T, down the center of the United States. Well, the way you do that is to blow the Great Lakes with the tsunami weapons that are already sitting there on the bottom, probably of Superior and Michigan and some others. We talked to you all about that. I don't have to talk to you anymore about it. But they're just now starting to really look into some of the stuff we've talked about. And now there's some good people in the military who are starting to say, hey, this stuff may be real. We better watch out, you know? If you'd like to get gold or silver, you call Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals, 406-586-4840. You tell them Old Hawk sent you and that you need some gold or you need some silver and you need it sent real pronto quick. And Steve will have it on hand and will get it to you as quickly as he possibly can. While you can do that, get and avail yourself of whatever books that Steve has left over of his wonderful books. These books that are just for years, the giant books, the weather warfare books, the, you know, under the ice books, the all the different ones, Promise of the Premise of the Promise, Xenogenesis, Terminated. All the different books that Steve has put out over the years that are just exceptional. Any of them that you can get. Plus his new film, Lies of Men and Gods, about the genetic corruption of the mankind. Order that, and then if you want, get that wonderful Megadrot video, which gives all the information about all the stuff that's happening clear up till right now. And get an extra one and give it to somebody as a gift so they can then begin to understand what's going on for real. Because, you see, most people don't watch Fox. Most people don't listen to The Hawk. Most people don't listen to Brother Quayle. They don't listen to Alex Jones. They don't listen to anybody or Hagman or anybody. They listen to CNN a little bit, one boop, boop, and then the local news to see what the weather's going to be like in the morning. Or what the local ball team did. And that's about the extent of it. So they don't cover any of it, or the FBI being a new secret police, and then fixing elections and destroying all the different stuff and suppressing the freedom of speech, suppressing freedom of religion, the freedom of the press, right to assembly and peaceful, you know, you see what I'm saying? You got a secret police? Well, let me tell you what. That's because you have tyrannical rulers. You got tyrannical rulers in the top slots of the executive, top slots of the legislative, judicial, okay, of the EIEIOs, the whole nine yards, okay? So you need to prepare yourself. And the first preparation is to seek Lord Jesus to come into your heart to be your Savior. Repent of your sins. Everybody, I'm a sinner. I have to repent frequently, let me tell you. But the Lord Jesus don't charge or put people into positions that are milquetoast. If he wants to use you, he's using you because you got some sand or whatever, grit to stand up. And if you believe in the true CIC, well, they can kill you, but I'm going to tell you what, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. And they're going to go straight to hell and burn in that plasma fire and that fire furnace forever. Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to assist in taking the Word of God, Bibles and songbooks that are printed in the language, the dialects of the mountain tribes of Indochina, where they're on fire for the Lord Jesus, through the efforts and endeavors of the Nunemakers, Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, and say a prayer for Dave and Debbie, and may Lord Jesus go to them right now. May the Lord Jesus go to Dave and Debbie Nunemaker, and may you, Lord, touch them each, touch each of them, and remove any bad stuff out of anybody that has to remove it, or restore whatever has to be restored, and return them back to full function. In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And if you would like to send a little something to help them with their Indochina Bible Project, you can send it to Nunemaker, N-U-N-E-M-A-K-E-R, or Indochina Bible Project. You want to keep old Hawk on the air, and I hope you do. Anything is most needed and welcome, and I thank everybody who sends a Christmas card or sends a little something along the way. And believe me, I can't always immediately answer on the email because I've been in some of the sickness of my own self, but I'm coming back out of that, so that's good. And I'm starting to feel my oats again. But you want to keep old Hawk on the air? Give me Federal Reserve notes, a little bit of silver, a little bit of gold, or a check. Send it to Hawk, H-A-W-K, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. And to the maniacs, okay, and to Jenny from the Panhandle, and all the good people, the Michiganders, the North Carolinians, the Northern California folk, may the Lord bless you and keep you and protect you against all evil. All the good people, Beatrice, Nebraska, all the different ones up and down the line. And the Hampton, Iowa, and the Dunlap, Iowa, and all the different places. May the Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold to all of you. All right? All right, ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their Luciferian night without a fight. But you got to get prepared. And I'm going to tell you, as this stuff is coming through, at the very least, you got to have a full tank of gas, and you got to have a little heat just in case to stick in the gas if you get the... You know, you got an older car, you may have to put some of that heat in there to take out the water. So you start good. And food, medical supplies. Let's see where we do here. Somebody told me something. Well, anyway, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, the sound was blocked. Sound was blocked when I gave out the Nunemakers thing. Sound was blocked. They blocked the sound. They don't want you. Somebody in this government doesn't want you to send anything. So you better send it to Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown with the Y, Pennsylvania, 17067. Indochina Bible Project, Gospel Furthering Fellowship, 221 Hamilton, Myerstown, Pennsylvania, 17067. And that will still get, they'll make Bibles and songbooks in the dialects of the mountain tribes of Indochina. Laos, Cambodia, Vietnam, Thailand, Shan States, Myanmar, okay? Yes. So anyway, we'll put that out again. Put that out again because somebody tried to block that off the air. Isn't that something? Not the satellite people. Here are good people, but somebody in the no such or the fiddle with boys internally, the no such arses, or, you know, necrophiliac, you know, CI arseholes, what I used to call them. And why doesn't the NSA, why aren't they on the Russians? And just to know, so you know, also in Ohio, there is a signal that's been going out that's encrypted. And it's the old type of signal that is from an old type teletype. It's that kind of signal because some of the old timers recognize it. Some of the new people that listen don't know what it is, but they know it's encrypted and they can't catch it. But I'm going to tell you what, that's somebody using it. Just like the Red Chinese and the Russians, they were using the message boards and different stuff that nobody paid attention to, nobody looked at. They were going up into the ham bands and using spread spectrum, you know, fast, you know, burst transmissions and stuff. And nobody's paying attention to it. So your government's trying to put you in a concentration camp because they're all working for the Red Chinese who own all of our debt. So you'd better, while you can, go out and buy a firearm and thousands of rounds of ammunition. If you can get a rifle, a 12-gauge pump shotgun, if you can get a pistol or a revolver or both, all right? If you had a 357 Magnum and it'd shoot 357 or 38, that'd be great. If you had a 9mm or a 40 cal or a 45 cal Glock or 6 hour, that'd be great, okay? Or Colt, whatever you can get. If you had a 223 rifle or a 7.62 by 39, or if you had both of them, or if you had nothing else but a good deer rifle, a 30-06 or a 308, or even a 270, but you had a good one with a scope, well, let me tell you what. Old Big Mac knows what to do with something like that and a scope. Old Big Mac can sit up there and eat supper. He can sit up and eat supper and see him out there at 1,200, 1,300 yards and then drop him in the 3 foot of snow and then go back to eating barbecue, you know? Let me tell you what, people. Don't go into their Luciferian knife out of fight. Hello to Crazy Horse out there. I hope you're getting snow. Ben Nagle Rangers, I know you're ready, but mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology and strike blows against the enemies of Lord Jesus and of enemies of the constitutional and Bill of Rights America. Mickey Lapua, you're the best by test, buddy. Hand to hand or on the scope. Road and track, little L, I hear you're doing real good. You got ninja credits. You got all kind of stuff ongoing. You got the Muay Thai. Pop him with the old elbow. Give him one for the old heart. And listen to what your mommy and daddy got to say, because they're real good ones. Ladies and gentlemen, good night. I'll see you tomorrow night. Prepare, prepare, prepare.